This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Barbara Webster. She's with Quilt Trails of Western North Carolina, and Barbara joins us from time to time to talk about her project and how things are going. Welcome, Barbara. What do you have for us today?
Well, we've got some exciting news to announce. We have a new home, and we'd like for people to come celebrate with us. Habitat for Humanity has invited us to stay in their facility, which is behind Mountain Heritage High School. And we have been there on a temporary basis since January, painting the quilt blocks. And it really has been the perfect home for us because there's enough space and we can work on 10 blocks at once. And we were really grieving that we were going to have to move out, but Habitat's invited us to stay. They're going to put us in a different corner, and so we're all really happy about it. And so we're going to have an open house on Saturday, May the 31st, from 10:30 to 2:30. So after you go to the farmer's market Saturday morning, come by and say howdy to us at the Habitat for Humanity facility, which is behind Mountain Heritage High School. You just turn into the campus and then turn left at the guardhouse and go around to the back of the school, and you'll see the great big metal building. Again, that's Saturday, May the 31st, from 10:30 to 2:30. Come see our facility and see us painting quilt blocks and have some punch and cookies. I have another exciting news to announce, and that is that the Chamber of Commerce last week awarded us the Tourism Visionary of the Year Award. And we were really flattered and honored to receive this award. And it goes right along with what we've been trying to accomplish, in that our vision is that we want to preserve the history and heritage of this area by putting up these quilt blocks, and also to maybe bring some extra money into the county from people wanting to see these quilt blocks. We get asked a lot about what this project is about, and that's basically what it is about. It's a multifaceted project. At the core of the project is heritage, and on the side is economic development. We are capturing the history and heritage of our county with every quilt block that goes up. Each block that goes up has a story behind it about the people, the land, the building, or the general location where it resides. And the name of the block helps trigger the story. There are thousands of quilt blocks, and every single one of them has a name. So we try to find a quilt block that the name of which will match the person's story and help trigger their story. The blocks are colorful and fun to look at and are definitely making it fun to drive through our counties. But beyond that, they're full of meaning and have a rich history behind them. This project began in Ohio when Donna Sue Groves painted a quilt block on her barn to honor her mother. Now you can make sure no one forgets your name or your mother's name or your grandmother's name. Just put up a quilt square to honor them. Some squares are from family quilts, and others have special meaning for the people putting them up. Anyone who has ever received a quilt knows what a precious gift it is. And if you have ever made a quilt, you know how many days of your life are caught in that quilt. The rich history, symbolism, and metaphor captured in every quilt is one reason they are such treasures. Now we have magnified those treasures with our Quilt Trails project. We are painting really big quilt squares and hanging them on barns and buildings all over our counties so that we can preserve our wonderful stories and share them with the world. The fruits of our labor are now starting to show up, and that is that we are offering tours of these blocks. We've got the first tour coming up next week, and if you would like to book a tour for your group, we would be happy to take you around and tell you the stories of the blocks and have some fun. So give us a call for a tour. That's 682-7331, 828-682-7331. If you'd like to put a quilt block up on your barn or building, give us a call at 682-7331 or visit our website, www.quilttrailswnc.org, and download an application form.
Thank you, Barbara. Is it my turn to talk?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Barbara Webster, the director of Quilt Trails of Western North Carolina. We'll be talking again soon with Barbara. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.